You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jer and I stumbled across this story yesterday. I think we talked, didn't we talk about it briefly on the show yesterday?
We touched on it during trending, I want to say, but we're like, man, this is a bigger topic right here.
The headline was the most underrated acts of kindness. And this, so this is, these are the underrated things. These are the tiny, this is not
little
like
stuff.
Yeah, this is not some big, you know, to do.
You didn't buy your dad a car or something like that, you know.
Right.
You're waving somebody in on traffic. And it's kind, right? Little thing.
Well, that is a kindness. If and, you know, I think it makes both people feel good. The whole, like, if you're coming out of a, let's say, a shopping, like a grocery store parking lot onto a busy road
somebody
and there's all these cars, if somebody slows down and gives you the wave to go through, as long as you wave back.
It's a law, you gotta wave back.
But a lot of people break that rule. A lot of people.
Isn't it
funny? Why do I get bothered by that?
That's the thing. Why do we get so mad if we don't get the courtesy wave back? You know, like the...
That's an interesting...
I'm always...
Yeah.
There I am waving. Can you guys see me waving?
I overwave as a thank you if somebody does that.
I do too. Like,
I feel like I'm an idiot because I overwave, and maybe I'm making up for the jerks who don't.
I put my window down sometimes and hang out and give them the wave. I lean way out, you know.
I do want to say that there is a caveat. I'll use that word again. A caveat to this rule. Because not long ago, I was, you know, in a lane of traffic that wasn't going that fast. It was, you know, stopping at a red light, and there was somebody who wanted to get out from a parking lot, like a grocery store parking lot. And so I slowed and I gave them the wave. Like, you go ahead.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm only going to be going another 100 feet anyway before I have to stop.
Sure. Just, come on
just
in.
Just go ahead.
Come on.
And they gave me the wave, which is fantastic. They were like, thank you. And they went. And I felt good, right? I get the little, ah. And then immediately the car behind them zipped out also on their tail. Went behind, you know, went.
Oh,
like,
and
I'm
zipped
go
in
too.
As well. No.
Yes.
You can't do that.
And I thought, now, wait a minute. That's also
that's
breaking
sneaky.
The etiquette. You don't, like, tailgate and jump in on someone else's gift.
Bet you they didn't wave either, right?
Right. You have to they did not wave. They just went out.
Sure.
And I was like, well, no, that ain't right.
That
you got to
right.
hope that the person behind me does the same generous move and says, hey, go ahead.
Yeah, it's one at a time. You
it's
weave.
One
you
got to
weave it. It's like a zipper.
Unless,
you weave in.
Unless you wave multiple cars in.
Now, would you have felt better if the second guy that zipped in did real quick would have given you the wave? Like, oh, I did it. I know. Would have.
And if there's only two cars trying to get in, sometimes I'll wave to. Just like, both of you just go because you're never going to get out otherwise.
Yeah.
But there were several people. It was a line and it was like, come on.
But you make sure that they see you, though. You get the. I got a big foam hand that I put on that I actually wave with just to make sure everybody can see.
You know, if somebody lets me in besides the wave, I pull out, I get in the lane, I stop at the red light, then I get out, I go back to the car that waved me in, they roll down the window, and I kiss them.
Excellent. Even better.
That's how I show appreciation.
Little acts of kindness, you guys. Little acts of kindness, see?
Here's another one. You were talking about this yesterday about when you're at a grocery store.
I feel like a benevolent king, Dom. That's the only way I can describe it, that I am so superior. I have my nose in the air. When two people come up to the grocery line to get in, and my basket is full, and maybe you glance over and they've got 20 things or less in their basket, and you go, please, you first, you have less. Please go before me. And then I stand there with my arms out as the benevolent king saying, you are welcome. It makes me feel so good and so powerful
and
to do that.
That's a nice thing
and
to
it's
do.
So kind, isn't it?
Isn't it funny on the other side of that, if you come up to the checkout line and let's say you're holding in, you don't even have a basket or a cart, you have two things just in your hand.
Yes.
And somebody ahead of you has an entire basket full and they look at you, they see what you're
holding.
Like,
oh.
And then they just go ahead and go. Don't you in your heart say, you know, I would have taken 25 seconds max.
You got to let those people jump up in line. And then you, too, can look down on your kingdom.
That's right.
And say you are welcome.
We're going to take a quick call on this, and then we're going to open up the lines for everybody.
Yes.
Ashley, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
What do you want to say about these underrated acts of kindness?
I just want to say that you were talking about letting people in, and that was right when I was trying to leave my house, and I live right next to a school. And if the person who waved and let me go is listening, thank you. That's all I have.
Oh, look at you.
It's one of those where, like, I have to sit through three lights just to get out of my apartment.
Yeah.
And that person, they had the right of way. They should have gone, and they let me go.
That's extremely kind.
What kind of vehicle were they driving, Ashley? Do you remember what kind of vehicle it was?
It looked like a Subaru by Lafayette Elementary School.
Well, oh, okay.
So if you're listening, dude, thank you so much.
Oh, nice. What a good human.
Your call kind of made my morning, Ashley. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
Bye.
Okay, bye. So that's kind of where we want to go with this. We're going to open up the phones. If you want to acknowledge a little act of kindness that was perpetrated on you.
Mm-hmm. We want to hear about it.
We want you to call 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We can take one more before the break while we open up the phone. One more. Jamie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you want to add to all of this?
Okay, well, it's kind of on that same grocery store thread, but I am extremely height challenged. So as I'm trying to, finger yogurt down from the top shelf, trying to avoid it crashing on my head.
Yes!
Or a bag of chips cascading down on me. People will come and hand it to me, and it's so nice.
I just did this for a little old woman in Walmart the other day. She was trying to get the distilled water off the top shelf, and she was like shaking trying to get to it. I was like, let me get this for you. And so I grabbed her around her waist, and I lifted her up in the air, and she grabbed the water down. It was so awkward.
That's funny. They don't lift me up, luckily.
Oh, no, I do that. If you can't reach the top, I usually just lift you up so you can reach it.
And then pinch the butt a little bit?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's
wouldn't it be funny, Jamie, if you were standing there struggling to finger the yogurt off the shelf, as you put it, and if somebody came up and, like, laced their fingers like a little boost and held their hands out like, here, you want a boost, and you're supposed to put your foot on there? And
that's now, actually that would be funny. Pretty good. And that's really a little act of kindness that you're doing for the yogurt. Too. That's that is some, that's some good yogurt.
It's a short person problem. The
it really is. You
understand.
Need to.
You're up on your toes. You're reaching the max, and you're trying to gently move the item towards you.
You got to carry a step stool around with you. I think. Is what you
need
I've
seen that.
Yeah,
I have seen that. I think we talked about it a while back. I was at a grocery store, and there was a woman who had one of those tiny little step stool things that fold up. She had it at the bottom of her cart, and I watched her pull it out, set it up, stand up on it, and get something off a top shelf. And she was probably like 4'11 or
something.
She
knows.
That is a genius idea.
She knows.
And I said something to her. She goes, yeah, I've been doing this for years.
She knows.
So, Jamie, there you go. Get a little step stool, one of those little tiny ones, and just enough to get you by. How tall are you?
I'm like 5 feet, so I'm not terribly
short. You're not super tiny, but those shelves are high, so.
Yeah, I can't reach them.
Oh.
You are petite.
I've definitely dropped product and had it break open.
Embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing, and then I just walk away. I'm like, I'm not going to get the yogurt anymore. I'm going to go, I'm just going to act like this didn't
happen. Again, you can never eat the healthy cereals because they're all on the top shelves. You have to stick with the sugary, crappy cereals.
She's just got Cap'n Crunch, and that's it.
No grape nuts for you.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, great call, Jamie. Have a fun day, okay?
You too.
See you later.
Thanks for being on the show. Some of the people who are writing in have got some really fascinating stuff. One of them has to do with dogs, but I also understand that Marissa has one. I think Josh says that it might be about a dog. Let's hey, Marissa, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, good morning.
So what was the underrated act of kindness?
So last Friday, I was having probably the worst night ever. I volunteered to dog sit for a friend, and she didn't tell me much about the dogs, so I took them out and got absolutely just pummeled by those dogs. I was dragged around. I got slammed into a light post. I was covered in their urine.
You were covered in urine?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You should never dog sit these animals again.
Ever.
Ever.
It was really bad. sad.
So what happened?
And then I got to like the dog park and found out that my keys got lost in all of that mess, and I couldn't get back into the apartment that I was dog sitting with because I didn't have the key, and I was like waiting for my sister to come and rescue me. And it was 10 degrees out, and it was freezing, and I was like,
covered. What happened? Like, then what happened?
This really nice person came up and was like, hey, there's a dog washing station, and I'll give you my keys, and you can get in there, and that way you're out of the cold, and you don't have to sit here and wait in the cold while you're waiting for a rescue.
That is good.
Sweet.
They made my life right then.
Yeah, that's huge.
Well, that's really good. Marissa, I want your take on what Janine wrote in about a dog situation and see what you think of this.
Okay.
She said, I was walking my dog at Wash Park last weekend and had my little baggie ready to pick up the poo. And a guy who was picking up his dog's poo nearby walked over and said, hey, I got it. My bag is already soiled. And he picked up my dog's poo. That has never happened before, but was an ultimate act of kindness.
Picking up other poo is very kind.
That is above and beyond.
It really is, isn't it?
Well, maybe it's not above and beyond. Maybe it's down below, but it's below and beyond.
Oh, that's nice.
The dog's poo is probably one of the stinkiest things in the world. So that is just...
It's an act of kindness.
It is.
It's one of the nicest things. He had to be hitting on her, but, you know, at least they have something to talk about for the rest of their lives. They met over crap. So,
absolutely.
Marissa, thanks for calling. I hope you have a better weekend this weekend, okay?
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the show. We appreciate you. Amy, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
The act of kindness was...
This was many years ago. I was pregnant with my firstborn, who's now 23, and my husband and I were traveling to Europe, and the ticket agent noticed that I was pregnant and bumped our flight up to first class. And every flight we had past that, we got to fly first class and not have to pay for it, which was completely awesome.
Whoa.
Holy crap.
There's a little insider trick for everybody. Put on like a pregnancy belly and you're going to be bumped to first. I'm going to try it.
Yeah. Not only that, when we were in Paris at the Louvre and the line for the bathroom was really long and everyone looked at me and said, oh, baby.
Oh, wee. You are with child.
Literally, wee.
They pushed me all the way up to the front of the line everywhere I went.
That's extremely kind.
It's really nice.
Really good.
Amy,
yes.
Thank you for the call. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, Amy.
You too.
Thank you so much. And Jeremy, you're right. Just get the fake pregnancy suit.
Yeah, first class all day long.
to Europe? Yeah, that's like 8 hours or something or more. Randy, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's the story?
Boys. I was in the shopping mall facing the fence, and my battery died. And this was during the stock show time. And I was waiting for somebody to help me start my battery. And a gentleman with a horse trailer and truck full of kids and everything.
Hold up.
Stopped.
And they gave you a horse and you rode off.
I rode off. I went back home.
What an extremely kind gesture, Randy.
Yippee-ki-yay!
Yeah!
Randy, thank
That's
you for the
best
call.
One, Thanks. Randy.
Thanks for being
cool.
a good sport.
Thanks, buddy.
Do we have time for one more?
One more.
We'll squeeze one more in. It's Lisa. Lisa, good morning. You get to bring it home. Tell us about that act of kindness.
Good morning, boys. So my husband's 94-year-old grandmother, she's the absolute sweetest. Anytime me or the kids do anything for her, she writes us a thank you note and sends it in the mail. And we get them quite often, and she addresses them to the kids.
I love it.
And it's amazing. She's just amazing. And
I'm going to tell
so
you,
sweet.
And it's a great kind of role model thing for children to see people writing thank you notes. I wish there was more of that.
And those are the cards that you hold on to, too, you know, from your grandma.
Oh, yeah.
My grandma does the same thing, you know, and it's sweet. But then, you know, she's got the little grandma kind of shaky handwriting. So it takes us about 20 minutes to figure out what she's exactly saying.
You have to decipher it.
She always writes it in pencil, too. So there's all these erase marks and all sorts of stuff. Great. So it's really cute. It's adorable.
Lisa, thank you for the sweet story. We appreciate you listening, okay?
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you.
You too. You know, it's a little act of kindness that people do just spending their mornings with our show, for that matter.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
thank you to everyone.
Thank you.
When they went out and surveyed people about the underrated acts of kindness, sending cards, greeting cards, and thank you cards was on the list.
There you go.
Because it's just not done as much anymore, and people are like, that is a step above right there.
Yep.
Appreciate your calls.